Okay, this file is very simple and straightforward. It is going to curse you with having female mannerisms. It isn't that you are going to act like a woman. It isn't that you're going to behave like one. It is just simply that you are going to adopt all the little things that make women different from us as far as how they move and how they act. You're going to discover that you have a tendency to sit to pee, that you will have a tendency to cross your legs when you're sitting, to walk with a special sway in your hips. It's not going to mean you're any less male. It's just going to be what you do. And that is what this file is going to do to you. And since it's a curse, it's going to do it to you from now on. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is work on getting you into a nice, comfortable, enjoyable trance. That's right. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get you into a nice, comfortable trance. First, let yourself get into a nice, comfortable place. Some place that you can relax easily. That's right. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Go ahead. And once you're comfortable, we're going to begin relaxing you. We're going to relax you while you focus on my voice. We're going to take you down into a nice, comfortable trance and let the whole world just fade away. That's right. All you're going to do is let the world fade away as you listen to my voice, just focusing on what I'm saying as you set everything else aside. Let go of all your worries, all of your concerns, all of your cares, and just listen to me. Listen to my voice, and let yourself begin to relax. Feel how nice and comfortable you already are. Feel it, and let's deepen it. Let's increase your relaxation. We'll start with your feet. Let them become nice and comfortable and relaxed wherever they are. You may want to move them a little. You may just want to let them lay there. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as you listen. You listen to my voice and let the world slip away. Feel how comfortable they are. And let the relaxation flow. Let it flow upwards. Upwards into your calves. That's right. Now let's let them relax. Just let them get nice and heavy and comfortable. That's right. Feel how comfortable they are. How good they feel as you listen to me. Just listening to me. Focusing on my voice and relaxing more and more completely. And as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your thighs, you feel yourself just beginning to slip away. Let the rest of the world slip away as you listen to my voice and relax. That's right. Relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. It feels so good to be this relaxed. It feels so good to relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable with each and every word. Now, let the relaxation flow upwards. Upwards into your waist. That's right. Your waist, your legs, your feet, all of them so very, very relaxed as you just listen to my voice, focusing on my words as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed with each and every word. And as you listen, you find that everything else becomes less and less important. All that is important is listening and relaxing and going deeper and deeper. Now feel it. Feel the relaxation moving upwards, upwards into your chest. Feel your chest relaxing. Your breathing getting deeper and more comfortable. Every breath getting perhaps a touch slower. Your body just feels so very good where it is right now. So nice and comfortable. Your breath flowing slowly in and out. As you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. The relaxation flowing through your entire body with each and every breath. Each breath taking you down a little further, a little more comfortable, a little deeper. Your mind setting aside the day's worries and cares as you listen to my voice and set everything else aside. Now, feel your arms relaxing. Just let them lie there, limp and loose and heavy. It feels nice to just listen and relax and go deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Your hands too, so relaxed and comfortable as you go deeper and deeper. More and more completely relaxed. Your entire body from the neck down, just nice and heavy and comfortable as you listen to my words, letting everything else slip away. Now, let's let your face and neck relax. Let all the stress drain out of them. Let your eyelids feel so heavy and comfortable. Let your whole body feel so heavy and comfortable. You feel so very, very wonderful as you listen to my words and relax, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. It feels so good to relax this deeply. To just let the world slip away as you listen to my voice, as it helps and guides you, taking you down deeper and deeper. You feel so very wonderful right now, so completely comfortable and relaxed. And now I'm going to count. I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will be in the most amazingly deep trance, so comfortable and relaxed. It will feel so very, very good. Let us begin with 5. Feel the world slipping away as you focus on my voice and go deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed. 4. You're already deep, and each number carries you deeper than the one before, until when I reach 1, you will be in such a deep and wonderful trance, focusing only on my voice as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. 3. So very, very deep now, so wonderfully comfortable. Nothing exists but my words. My words helping and guiding you. making you feel so very, very wonderful and relaxed. 2. You are almost there now. All that exists are my words, my voice, as I guide you down deeper and deeper. You are barely aware of your body or anything else, focusing only on what I am saying. So wonderful and relaxed. 1. You are in a deep and comfortable trance, listening to my voice. Listening to my voice as I guide you and instruct you and help you. You find yourself completely focused on my voice. Focused on it, carrying out every instruction as I help you, and guide you, and carry you deeper and deeper. From now on, whenever you listen to one of my inductions, you will find yourself going quickly and easily into a nice, deep trance like the one you're in now, or even deeper. It will feel like the most natural thing in the world to you. Every single time I take you down, it will take you down a little more deep, a little more comfortable. It will feel so very, very wonderful, and you will find it easier and easier to accept all of my suggestions and make them a part of you, because that is what you truly want and desire. To accept my instructions and make them a part of who you are. And now it's time. Time for a change in who you are. It's going to be a subtle change, one that you may not even notice as it begins to happen, but a change nonetheless. You're not going to change your outward appearance, at least not significantly. You're going to act the way you always have. In fact, most people won't even notice the change as it begins to come over you, and that will probably include yourself. However, you are going to find that in the coming weeks, possibly months, you are adopting more and more feminine mannerisms. Yes, that's right. Feminine mannerisms. Your body language is going to become more and more feminine with every passing day. It's going to be little things. The way you move your hands when you stand or walk. The fact that you'll start sitting down to pee whenever you use a restroom. The fact that you'll tend to cross your legs, or at least hold them very tight and closed whenever you do sit down. In fact, you're going to discover that you are behaving more and more feminine each and every day. Not that you will be any more feminine, just that your body will act that way. Your body is going to give off little cues and messages to the people around you. Little cues that indicate that you are becoming more feminine. You won't even be aware of them yourself. In fact, you will have a tendency to ignore them. After all, they will feel completely and utterly natural to you, and you will just simply begin to adopt them. That's right. You will notice the way women walk. You will notice it, and you will begin walking more and more in the same manner that they do. You'll discover that you stop striding through rooms, and instead, you slow down your pace. It slows down a little bit more to a stroll, and then it begins becoming more fluid. You tend to walk in a much more feminine manner, from heel to toe, not a heavy step, but a light step, not long strides, but careful, graceful stride. Each pace a little bit shorter, your feet moving carefully. That's right, each step taken carefully and gracefully. Imagine what it might be like if you were wearing high heels. You would have to walk carefully. You would have to be graceful about it. You would have to, just to get around, safely and comfortably. Yes, women move with more care and precision than men do, and you are going to find that you behave in the same manner, that you move with a careful precision that just simply allows you to glide across your room. You'll find that there's an additional sway in your hips. That's right. Your hips will sway and your body will move, and it will be such a very fluid and graceful step across the ground. Your body always moving gracefully. That's right. You will also find that you take up less space than you used to. In fact, you generally take a less aggressive stance. When you sit, you'll have a tendency to keep your elbows tucked in close to your body. You'll keep your shoulders aligned and your chin up. Keep your knees close together, either having them touch one another so that they're tucked inward, or, in fact, simply crossed. Yes, that would be a very, very natural place for your legs to be. Crossed and graceful and delicate. Something about that just seems to really strike a chord with you. There is something very wonderful about the idea of just simply moving more gracefully, being more elegant. In fact, you may even equate it with just simply looking better. Another small example of this would be your fingernails. And you see, most men just do whatever's most expedient to take care of their fingernails. It's not uncommon to just simply bite off whatever is ragged or grown too long. And very few of us ever do anything even vaguely close to manicuring our nails. However, there would be something so wonderful about it to go ahead and take care of them, to get a nail file and make certain that they are properly rounded, to make certain that they are clean, make certain there's nothing underneath them. Yes, that's right. Even if your job is something that gets your fingernails dirty all the time, it would still feel so much better to wait until the end of the day and clean them. Clean them up and make them look perfect and nice with nothing underneath them. It is a natural thing to do. It is something that women do all the time. Keep their fingernails absolutely wonderful. Keep their hair well cleaned, well kept, well trimmed. Now, you don't need to necessarily get a feminine style. That would be up to you. But keeping it looking nice, clean, and neat, yes, that would be very, very appropriate for you to do. Now that you are learning what you need to do, you're going to find that you want to do it, that you need to do it each and every day, that you need to move around much more like a woman would than a man does, that it is so much more comfortable if you sit down whenever you need to pee. That's right. Standing up is, well, to be frank, to stand up to pee isn't polite. It isn't pretty. It isn't elegant.
and it is often messy. And the truth is that you don't want any of these things. You want to be more elegant. You want to flow into rooms. You want your body to look more graceful, to be more graceful. It feels completely natural to move in more graceful and fluid manners, to sit much more like a woman would, to eat much more like a woman would, carefully, delicately, not wolfing down your food. There are perhaps 1,000 or more things that women do each and every day that make them more graceful and elegant than men. And what you are going to discover is that you begin adopting these things. On some level, you pay attention to the women around you. You notice how they move. You notice all of their little mannerisms. And as you notice their mannerisms, you find yourself adopting them. Adopting them because they are so much better than the male equivalents. It just feels completely and utterly natural to allow yourself to be graceful. Allow yourself to flow into and out of rooms, to walk with a sway in your hips, to lift your legs and move them in a very feminine manner. That's right, to sit in a very feminine manner, to use the restroom in a very feminine manner, to go about your day and add these little things, these little touches of elegance, beauty, and grace to your life. Yes, that's right. You want to do that. You need to do that. It is perhaps the most natural thing in the world to do that, to flow into and out of a room, to adopt all of these little mannerisms, to adopt them and make them part of yourself. You see, you're going to find that you are doing that a little more with each and every passing day, that you will notice the mannerisms that the women around you have, and you will begin to adopt them without even really thinking about it. In fact, you're not going to think about it much at all, because the truth is that you have been cursed to have these mannerisms. You have been cursed to behave in this manner, and it is not something you will think about. It is not something you will actively resist. You will, in fact, embrace it. You will embrace all of your female mannerisms. And as you do so, the curse will get stronger and stronger. It will draw you back over and over again until they simply become a part of you, that you adopt them all, accept them all, and act on them constantly, each and every day. It just simply makes sense and feels so very, very right. You love the way you move. You love the way you act. You love all of these little mannerisms. It doesn't make you any less male. It just makes you feel better. And that is what you want, need, and desire. And so, from now on, you will find that you are cursed to have these mannerisms. Oh, some people may confuse you. After all, you'll be acting a little more effeminate. You'll be sitting down to use the restroom, and they may accidentally confuse you with being homosexual or gay. But it doesn't matter. You like the way you act. You like the way you move. You are completely and utterly comfortable with it. And, at the same time, you are completely and utterly cursed to behave this way. You can't change it or undo it. The only thing you could possibly do is have the curse removed. But you like the way you look and the way you act, and you will come back to this file over and over again. That's right. Listening to it as often as you need to, until you discover that everything in the file is completely and utterly true about yourself, and that the curse has happened, and you are transformed, and it feels absolutely absolutely fine. It feels wonderful, in fact. That's what is going to happen to you. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.